BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website. The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, we are back between 1 and 4 in the afternoon on Radio 1. On today's show, we catch you up on what you may have missed while we were doing the breakfast show. Did I brass up Sunday night's X Factor auditions? It certainly seems that way. The difference between Americans and British people when you embarrass them in public with our friend Kevin off of Glee. Have ITV nicked one of our washing up TV show ideas? And Real or No Real with Greg James. The podcast starts now.
BBC Radio 1.
Happy transfer deadline day, Mills.
Thank you. Are you going to be having any interest in this actual show this afternoon?
Yeah, of course.
All right.
There's loads of screens in here. It's amazing.
So it's transfer deadline day today.
Mm.
That's when the new peoples sign up the contracts for the football clubs.
Yeah. You're getting into it now.
Yeah.
Any predictions?
I've no idea. But do keep me across it.
Yeah. Well, Falco's at Man United. What do you think of that?
Who?
Falco.
I don't know that
one. Not sure on that one?
I don't know that one.
Also, Harry Redknapp hasn't done his sort of leaning out a van window yet. You know about that one? I told you about that one.
Yeah, I know about that one.
I don't think that's happened yet.
This comes around really fast, doesn't it? Seems like only yesterday it was transfer deadline day.
It's weird catching you up. You know where Watford's manager's resigned now as well?
Oh, no. When did that happen?
That happened yesterday.
Oh, right.
It's been a lot's gone on the last couple of days, Mills.
Yeah.
I'm tempted to throw your hat in the ring.
Put me in.
So to speak.
Put me in. I've been to Watford with you. It's nice.
Yeah. Would you manage the club?
If you want me to. What do I have to do? I'm a bit busy at the moment.
I don't know if I would want to manage, but then I could manage through you, which would be obviously an amazing opportunity.
Absolutely. I'll be the face, you be the brains.
Amazing.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills on Radio 1 playing Ellie Goulding, Anything Can Happen. And before that, Royal Blood, who are number one in the album chart this week. They tweeted earlier, it's totally blown our minds. Number one! It's the fastest selling debut rock album in 3 years. That's a huge achievement. Royal Blood. People are absolutely loving them at the moment. Jamie Oliver says he wants to cook at Ed Sheeran's wedding, but only if Ed plays his music festival first next year.
Is Ed Sheeran getting married?
No. Not in any way.
Oh, so he's just preempting it?
Yeah, but Jamie Oliver's like, if you want me to play it, you play at my music festival, I play at your wedding whenever it happens. He's had Laura Mvula and Khalees play at his festival before. Taylor Swift is joining The Voice US as a guest mentor. It's a bit like judges' houses. You don't have to do much, just like sit on a sofa and nod your head occasionally. And you know FKA Twigs?
Yes.
Strong rumours that she's dating Robert Pattinson. An insider says it's the real thing between Talia and Rob. Now, does that mean that her real name is not actually FKA, but it is still Twigs? Now, I'm not having it at all that her name is Talia Twigs. I'm sorry, I'm not having that. Did you see the guy called Steve on Saturday's X Factor?
I can't remember which one was. I think I tuned in like after about 15, 20 minutes or so.
Oh, you missed
well,
Cheryl
missed
Cole.
Him.
You missed Cheryl Cole on a motorbike.
I did miss Cheryl Cole on a motorbike.
It's the best bit.
Is it Sum It Up or...?
Simon Cowell in a kind of helicopter with the door open.
Really?
You missed all this, yeah. Louis Walsh driving a fast car. It was like the beginning. It was like a Bond film. Hilarious. But you just got to laugh, haven't you? Anyway, Steve, he was the one that was like, oh, thank you, Louis. Oh, Mill, it's lovely. Oh, thank you so much. Really nice guy. Having a brilliant time all by himself. But so many people were tweeting me on Saturday night when this was on. So Steve, despite having a brilliant time, forgot to sing. So the track starts. They get a track this year to sing with. In the room at the audition. Starts here. My name is that. No? Okay. And here we go again. My name is Ali. No.
Hang on. Are you not going to sing it?
No. So, misses it twice there. But then, you know, does all right. Sings the song eventually, but then kind of forgets the words again. At this point, this is when everyone was tweeting me, because it sounds like I was on adding extra brass. You know, like I do with some songs where I like to... Like Cheryl's one and Trumpets by Jason Derulo have got various ones. It did sound like I'd sneaked into the audition room and put it over the top of Ollie Murs' track. Do you want to hear this?
Yes, please.
Okay, so here's Steve's audition.
Ooh, baby,
Steve.
I just want you to dance with me tonight.
It's not on the original.
What if they added extra brass to it?
It's my ones.
I don't know where to go from, actually. I'm sorry, I feel such an idiot standing on this spot like this. I don't even know the words.
Oh, blimey, what am I doing?
I can't believe they've added extra brass to it.
And again.
Ooh, baby, I just want you to dance with me tonight.
Like, that is not on the original track. Oh, no, it was last night's show, someone's saying. Anyway, one of the X Factors over the weekend.
I wonder whose job it was to add that extra brass.
I don't know.
I did enjoy it. The bits that I saw, I really enjoyed. I saw there's my favourite one was this lady who was auditioning and her mum was sort of serving up a Chinese.
That was brilliant, wasn't it? And a cake.
Yes.
What the weirdest thing ever, wasn't it? But brilliant. Cheryl didn't look impressed though, did she? Louis was getting fully involved with the cake. Cheryl was like, no, I ate some lettuce for lunch. But with Steve...
Louis... Oh, I want to see you again. Absolutely, yes.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, my God, Louis. Thank you so much.
To see you again. I've got to say, you're a sweetheart.
Oh, Mel, thank you. Oh,
thank you, Mel.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Cheryl. Oh, my God. Oh.
Wow. I wasn't quite expecting that. Steve, you're through to the next round.
Yes, you see. It pays to be nice.
The Scott Mills Day.
Funny, hard to get my head around this amazing lineup of live lounges. Every day in September.
It's relentless, isn't it? It's gonna be amazing.
So it's Even More Music Month, and the lineup is huge. All of the artists that are playing a live lounge are on the Radio 1 website. We've got so many sessions of live music for you, not only with Fern in the weekday, but also with Alice Levine on her new show at weekends. For instance, just this week, Kasabian, they were on earlier. We're going to play you that track that they did, the new single, in a minute. They also did a cover of Fancy by Iggy Azalea, and they're back on tonight as well, the full set with Zane Lowe this evening from 7 p.m. from our Maida Vale studios with Kasabian. That's going to be good. Also, still to come this week, Sam Smith is on, and on Thursday, 5 Seconds of Summer, massive. I remember the makeup running down your face. Then at the weekend, FKA Twigs, for her name Tallulah, as we found out earlier. So Tallulah Twigs and her live lounge on Saturday. And then it just rolls on, really. On Monday, next Monday, Paolo Nutini. This is just a few of them. Later on in September, Ella Henderson will be bringing her size 14 feet into the live lounge. These are just some of them. Thursday the 25th, Indiana's going to be here. And she's playing Inuna Bingo on Thursday.
Be a good one.
She's a massive fan of bingo and of this show, I think. So Indiana, that's later in the month. So much going on for Even More Music Month. So many people. Now listen, I'm not here tomorrow or Wednesday because of dancing. Do you remember when we sent in the Mechanical Rat to Ed Sheeran's live lounge and he just kicked it out of the way?
Mm.
This is a rat, it was a toy rat that I bought off a certain website.
Well, it was a pub idea. We had this idea in the pub, we thought it'd be funny. And the reality is, you then bought a mechanical rat.
Yeah, not as good as it looked on the website though. It does have wheels, not that.
Yes.
Not that lifelike.
And its eyes lit up.
Yeah, and you can actually hear it on this track here. This is Ed Sheeran kicking the rat out of the way during his live lounge. Listen to it move. It's really smooth. And then carries on strumming away. Can you, this week on the live lounge, can you send some things in for me?
What do you mean?
Like we did with Ed Sheeran. Maybe, I don't know, when they're not expecting it. Who have we got this week? The Scripts tomorrow. Sam Smith Wednesday. Can you, like, I don't know, do something?
Do you
send
mean
something
during...
in?
Yeah, during rehearsal time, that kind of thing. It's probably unlikely I'm going to be able to disturb the actual live lounges.
Oh,
I'll get big trouble for that.
Not during the performance, no?
I don't know.
No, I don't think it's allowed.
I think it's...
And also, that's not fair on them. It's a big moment for them.
No, I know.
Okay, in rehearsal, Definitely Sam Smith. That would be funny.
What are we saying? All ideas welcome for that?
Yeah.
I mean, what are you asking me to do? Lob a football in or something?
I don't know. Like fart powder.
What's fart powder?
Oh, come on.
Do you mean, like, is that a mixture? What's fart powder?
Like you used to have, like, off of school.
Yeah, but what was... I get what you mean by stink bombs, but what...
Did you not do any of this?
What's fart powder?
Fart powder was on. You just stir it in drinks and make people fart. Look it up.
No, I don't know what you mean. I've never heard of fart powder.
Oh, come.
I've heard of comedy poos.
Yeah.
Stink bombs.
Right, well, I took it to the next level at school.
There's those like, cracker things that you can throw on the ground. They're quite old school, but never fart powder.
Mate, look it up. I mean, if you do next day delivery, you'll be all good. Anyway, good. So Live Lounge later this week. Can you still get it?
There is fart. Yeah, this is such a thing. I can't believe it.
Get it. Get it. 5 seconds of summer. Imagine the blow-offs you'll get with that. There's five of them. Is there five of them?
Mm.
Oh. Four. Anyway, Live Lounge this week on Radio 1 and all through September. It's going to be huge. You ordering?
I don't know whether to order, but yeah. I'm up for something fun to do whilst they're rehearsing in the Live Lounge. Good idea.
I'll leave that with you. And anyone else got any ideas? 81199.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, loads of ideas coming in for what we can do. Not that these Live Lounges need jazzing up, but just something to keep us all amused, really. And something you might be able to watch on the YouTubes.
Would you remember Rizzle Kicks came in with their own decorations? Didn't they put a poster up? Some large
yeah.
poster thing?
I like that. People are like making the Live Lounge... you know, quite homely now.
I mean, I could help. This could be a sort of business opportunity for me. We've got the world's greatest artist turning up in the Live Lounge there right next door. I mean, it's perfect every day.
We've got Sam Smith coming in on Wednesday. I'm saying for that. What do you think about one of those massive cannons that just like releases loads of ticker tape, like at a David Guetta gig or Avicii in Ibiza?
Right. I thought you were bringing out that cannon you used in Magaluf.
Not the sex cannon, no.
No, the one with Joe Wiley and
with the condoms in. Yeah. No, not that.
Yeah,
that's been retired ages ago.
What about foam party one day? Is that allowed?
Foam party.
Probably health and safety are not happy with this.
Who would like that during their set? What about Nick?
Lana Del Rey.
Nick Mulvey.
Foam party. Right, let's put that in. Lana Del Rey foam
party. Foam
party.
Come on, Lana.
Should we do themed nights? Let's make this like Freshers Week.
Yeah. Shall we?
School disco? Toga party. Sam Smith toga party, I'm thinking. No?
Well, you can suggest that to him. Anyway, so he's on Wednesday. I'm saying, right, we need to get one of the massive cannons, you know, it just sprays it all out. Like at a Avicii gig. I've seen those.
You want me to make the Live Lounge like an Avicii gig?
Yes.
And my own money?
For Sam Smith. And in the next song, which is Sam Smith, I'm Not the Only One... let's all try and work out where the best possible place would be during the song to let off the cannon of confetti.
Make some noise.
For the music you love. I know I'm not
the only one. I think the cannon goes off here.
Right at the end, you mean?
Confetti in his face, in his ears, in his hair. Can you arrange that, please, my darling? By Wednesday, if possible.
And give it a go. This is going to be at my expense, isn't it?
Yes. That's Sam Smith. And I'm Not the Only One on BBC Radio 1. Foam party for Lana Del Rey is just the best. There's so many people feeling that.
Lot of interest in that.
Yeah. Any more ideas for what we could do over the next couple of days? And month, actually, because there's one every single day. And when we sent that rat in, the toy rat with Ed Sheeran, that got so many views on YouTube. Any ideas? Welcome. What would you like to see the stars of the Live Lounge have to cope with during their set?
Perhaps a popcorn party one day.
81199.
Do you remember a business idea I had quite a while ago? It was a pilot for a new TV show, which I then managed to rope you in and film with me.
To be fair, there have been so many. Remind me of which one.
I know they have, and they never get anywhere. Up until now, by the looks of it. It was a pilot that I made you do, me and you, for a show that I'd thought of called Washed Up.
Oh, I do remember it.
Right, so it's based on the idea there's so many cookery shows around at the moment that actually the gap in the market is not about cookery anymore, it's about washing up.
Yeah, it's not just the cooking, because what do you have to do if you cook? You always have to wash up, unless you're posh and have got a dishwasher.
You know, you got your Saturday kitchens, you got your Sunday brunches, it's all about cooking at the moment.
But they always show you the cooking and the eating, they never show you the aftermath.
Exactly.
So this was our pilot... which I think we're going to try and repost in a minute on Radio 1 Twitter. This is our pilot for Washed Up. Not one single television company has picked up on this.
Hello there, and welcome to Washed Up, our new kitchen-based TV show to get people to stop using their dishwashers and embrace the art of washing up. Now, as you know, kitchen-based shows like Come Dine With Me, Great British Bake Off are very popular. So this is about the aftermath. Obviously, there's 100 shows about cooking. This is about the all-important washing up, which they don't do on the other shows. Scott, talk me through what you're doing here. Are you sudding up? At the moment, Chris, I'm sudding up with... If the suds aren't sudding up enough, just put more washing up liquid in.
I'll do that, like so. Right
now. Okay, and you'll notice the suds are starting to appear. What you should also do, though, is use a sponge. Now, I'm going for a sponge that you'd normally use on a car. As you see, it does quite lather, and you'll notice that in a minute, this will be... like piled up.
Yeah.
I don't understand why there is no uptake on that.
There's 3.5 minutes of that.
How many people have watched that, as a matter of interest?
So it had a fair amount of views. I think about 13,000 views.
Of us washing up?
Yeah, it's not hard to find. Just type in washed up Scott Mills, Chris Stark on YouTube. You'll find it.
Let me find you with that. 13,000 is, for some channels, a bit further down. That's kind of like bigger than their peak audience.
Do you know what? I was reading some of the comments underneath as well. People quite keen.
Yeah.
Listen, it's not the greatest idea I've ever had, but I thought it was worth suggesting.
But now they've gone and done it on TV.
I can't believe it.
So today, we've just noticed this. Just noticed it. Who would you get to host a washing up show? Think about it. Think about it. Who would you get? Who would you get? Who would you get? Washing up. When you think washing up, you think... Brian McFadden.
It's bizarre, isn't it?
There's a show on ITV Daytime today at 4 o'clock. And what's it called?
Who's Doing the Dishes?
And the first guest is Louis Walsh.
It appears there's a show based around washing up.
Which is our idea. Who's Doing the Dishes? 4 o'clock. Brian McFadden and Louis Walsh is washing up with him. Well, actually, we don't know that. We don't know if that's the actual format of the show, but it sounds like it. Who's Doing the Dishes? I mean, it sounds remarkably like our idea, right?
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
Brian McFadden and Louis Walsh are at a sink, I presume, and they're just kind of cleaning dishes.
Well, it's been described as a cross between Through the Keyhole and Come Dine With Me. Now, that sounds pretty much like Washed Up, which was our one.
Mm. So, oi, ITV. I mean, we need to obviously see it to see if it's the same format. But we'll be keeping an eye across this, and we'll let you know tomorrow, because I'm not happy. Loads of good music's coming up. Oliver Dollar. Also, Beyonce. Vote George. And the Vamps.
Doesn't make any sense anymore. That was like months ago.
I still think of that.
So do I.
Do you remember when we were playing all those student videos, the ones that wanted to be elected for various things? And there was a great guy called George who did Drunk in Love. Still one of my favourite things on the show.
Oh, I would be so keen to hear another block. It's so long ago, though. It's a bit
I know, but I think we should dig it out.
It is vintage.
Only because we're playing Drunk in Love.
I can't wait for another year of student campaign videos at some point.
Because, you know,
people are really going to go for it this year.
I know. But what I'm worried about, because the beauty of things like LSU, is it wasn't... like, they didn't really know what they were doing, and I'm worried that that's set a precedent now and it's going to be too knowing.
Here's
do you know
thing.
What I mean?
Don't make them trying to get on the radio.
No,
that's
don't
the
do
best
that.
Bit of advice.
Please just do what you think and let it come from a natural place.
We'll find you.
Yeah, we'll find you. But like, don't do it on purpose thinking, oh, they're going to play it on Radio 1. Just do what George did and just, you know.
This is weird.
This
do is
video.
Like, this is like when you're kind of asking for a surprise party,
yeah,
but you still want it to be a surprise.
Yeah, it's a bit weird. Can we play him now? Oh, hang on. This is so good.
May as well.
Okay, here we go. Beyonce's coming up with the original of this.
This is it, George. 3 years a music student. It's time to show the world what you're all about. It's time to show them all what you're made of.
Starts with Spagga Jagger.
Let's do this.
So good.
Yes, League students, it's your boy George. Hi, Parker, hear what you're saying. Headingley, Burley, Woodhouse. What's up?
You can't stop voting for me, George Bradley.
I cannot wait for the next raft of these coming in.
I want you to feel safe. You can't stop spotting me, George Bradley. Great policy, so tender. Match with me, communities in check.
And then the incredible Beyonce breakdown.
I've been thinking.
Bills.
Go read my manifesto, baby, yeah. What you thinking?
But George.
Yeah, you'll find that I'm the best, though, baby. Vote for me.
now.
What's up? Vote George.
For better public transport, baby, vote for me. Now.
Here comes the best bit. It's when he goes high.
We need to raid our landlords, baby, yeah. For minimum security standards on our student properties, vote George. Yeah, vote George.
Swag.
Vote George. I'm cruising in the night bus. I'm taking on these landlords. Vote George. Right.
So good.
Right. Baby, vote George. Right.
George did get in, by the way.
Oh my god, I met his sister recently.
What?
Random was that?
What?
Came up to me, she's like, you know, vote George, baby, vote George. I'm his sister. I was like, yes.
That's so good. Now, do you remember a while back when you thoroughly embarrassed me on the London Underground? Do you remember this?
Which
you filmed
time?
Me.
Oh, yes, of course.
And this is what happened. This was a video on the YouTube as well at the time. Imagine how mortified I was when this happened.
It's got this Radio 1 on YouTube.
Telling... Ladies and gentlemen, can I just draw your attention to Scott Mills from Radio 1 on the London Underground? Like everyone else. Scott Mills!
On the Underground?
On the Underground.
Man of the people.
Man of the people, everyone. Scott Mills.
Another passenger there shouting out, man of the people.
It's because you didn't want to draw attention to yourself on the way to the Brits.
No, I didn't.
Even though you did get on the train to show that you're like every other person out there.
I always get on the train. I've told you this before, but I didn't need you shouting, oh, Scott Mills on the train.
You don't need fancy cars. You don't need anything like that.
That's right, sugar. So we did something quite fun with our mate from Glee when he was over in the UK a few weeks back, Kevin McHale. He's on that TV show that you're on, that Virtually Famous.
Yes.
He's the guy who is in the wheelchair in Glee, Arty. He's a lot of fun, that guy. We like Kevin. Now, imagine that situation where I was being quite British about it. I was totally mortified that Chris was shouting my name out loudly on the tube. But what if we did a similar thing, but with an American? Would they be half as embarrassed? Find out next.
Uh-oh.
This is Scott Mills on BBC Radio 1. So, recently, our mate Kevin McHale was here. Love him. That time where I ended up singing songs from the shows in his house in LA till 4 a.m.
Really?
Making him miss filming of the season finale the next day. I'm probably not supposed to say that, but yeah, that did happen. He's a good laugh. He is Artie in Glee, still, now. And he was over here recently. He's doing that show with you, actually famous, on E4. Now, this is my worst nightmare. Tell us where you took him.
Okay, so I took him, and I wasn't sure if he'd be up for this, but he kind of was, and we were having a laugh. I took him to Oxford Circus, which is this massive just tourist trap in the centre of London.
On Oxford Street in London, shopping area. Well, one of the biggest ones in the world, definitely in the UK.
That's where the crossroads are. Hmm. And there's this, you know, this Oxford Circus bit. I think they spent millions and millions working out how they could change the traffic around. So basically the red lights all stop and then people can cross the entire road. I don't know. It seemed to happen recently, but it's now like the busiest area.
So what better than when it's at its busiest than to run out onto the Oxford Circus with someone quite famous from Glee and shout loudly? Now, if you'd done this to me, I would have run off. Look at how terrified I was when he mentioned my name on the tube.
Oh, God, yeah, you would have reacted so differently to how he did.
I wouldn't have entertained it. I would have run off.
That's why. However, Kevin's a legend.
But he's an American. And I think that's the difference. So there's a video going up on Radio on Twitter and Facebook right now if you want to see this in action. So what's happening here? You just take him out. You run out onto Oxford Circus.
Yeah, so we wait for the red lights everywhere. So the traffic is clear. The traffic's all waiting. Then suddenly we run into the middle.
And tell people exactly how famous he is.
Kevin McHale!
Hello!
He's an actual famous!
Yeah, from
I'm with Kevin McHale! Yeah,
Hi, everybody!
He's got all the money!
So
he's got all the money! He's went to the new... And you, and you, and me,
yep.
Everyone, Kevin McHale, Kevin McHale.
Telling people he's richer than you. Listen to how much he loved it, though. Yeah, that's me. I'm richer than you. He's such a good lad. That is on the radio, on Twitter and Facebook right now. Cringe.
Hey, Greg James.
Nice to see you sober.
Nice to see you sober. It's been a while.
It has been a couple of weeks.
I've
been sober. I've missed
weird
you.
Weird not seeing you.
I know. Yeah. I've been listening to you. I hear more of you when you're doing the earlies.
Yes.
So actually, I feel like I've caught up more.
Thank you. Yes, it was for a good couple of weeks, actually. Loads, loads going on.
Well, we haven't talked about getting your dancing shoes on. Yeah. I see, definitely going to be sober now.
Why you say that?
What's the catchphrase again? What's the catchphrase?
Keep dancing.
That's the one.
It's not that tricky to remember.
Yeah,
what's that thing they do? It's amazing how they do it in sync. What's it? Keep dancing.
What's your gimmick going to be, Scott? What's your thing?
Don't really have a gimmick.
High wires?
I want to be shot out of a cannon like Russell Grant was.
That'd be great.
Can you dance with a dog? can the dog be winched down like off Summer Heights High?
Yes, I would like that. Or winched in like Anna Widdecombe was.
Or a cane. Maybe you could have a cane every week.
That's fine. Do that. It's going to be quite something, I tell you. And the launch show is on Sunday night.
This Sunday?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Got to do a group dance. I can't do it.
Didn't it come round quick, Chris?
Yeah.
But I'm going to try my best.
Slim grow.
And now it's time for Real or No Real with Greg James. Good to see you back.
I have actually missed this game.
It's a good game. We've been playing it with our listeners in the morning.
And Judge Rinder.
And Judge Rinder.
I felt quite jealous listening to listeners do it.
Judge Rinder is hilarious. And here's our first one today.
Tom, the lead singer of Kasabian, is such a fan of the film E.T. that he bought the famous BMX bike used in the film.
Tom from
Kasabian.
Tom from Kasabian, right.
Yeah. Did the live lounge today, didn't they?
Yeah, very good. They did a cover of Fancy by Iggy Azalea, which was they said was going to be funny. I didn't find it that amusing.
I'll be replaying that at 5 today.
Yes.
Both live lounges.
Very good. And they're on tonight with Zayn as well.
Okay. You're on today. On it. Mm. You know everything.
So bike from E.T. Now that must be worth money.
But they have got money. They're very, very rich.
Mm. What's that thing that Louis Tomlinson bought off of films? Oh, from Breaking Bad, didn't it?
Oh, he bought the jackets, the scientific lab equipment jackets.
And a football club.
And he attempted to buy a football club, I believe.
What happened with that?
I think
legal minefield.
What memorabilia have you got, Greg, in your place? Because, I mean, you blatantly gather it. My favourite thing I've seen of yours that you kind of brought in as a show and tell one day into the office was... a picture of Liam Neeson. Didn't it say, like, I'm going to find you?
Or? Yeah, that is good. Well, actually, it's a signed poster from Liam Neeson saying to Greg, love from Liam or something. But I put on, I will find you.
Oh, okay. You wrote that bit on?
Yeah. But when people come around, I don't tell them that. No. But I have just said it on the radio.
I don't think I've got any memorabilia of stuff like that. I mean, I've got a framed, signed poster of Scott Mills, the musical, from the Edinburgh Festival.
Sure.
But that's me.
There's much more that you could have.
I know.
You've got all those discs. You get those discs sent to you, those nice discs that you get. When a pop star gets, like, a million songs, like, or whatever, they send you a disc.
Oh, feel free to
always wanted one.
Feel free to hoo this, but I have got a Monty Python book signed by John Cleese.
No, you can't hoo that.
No, but you wanted to.
Yeah, but you can't.
Okay.
So, Real or No Real... Did Tom, off of Kasabian, buy the actual BMX from the film E.T. because he loves it so much?
Yes, this is real.
I think he'd want it, but I think it'd be too expensive. No real.
That one is real.
Yes, it's true. Tom bought the bike at auction for all of the monies. And next on Real or No Real.
Will Smith turned down the role of Neo in The Matrix because he wanted to star in a film called Wild Wild West instead.
What a choice. What a great choice, though.
So what are you doing? Like The Matrix, or you're doing Wicked Wicked Wild Wild West?
Wild Wild West?
No, Greg.
Jim West. Desperado.
I can't remember the film. Obviously, I know the song.
I can't remember the film.
Was the film good?
Can't remember the film.
No. Very different vibe to The Matrix.
The Matrix is good.
However, didn't do any harm, did it? Didn't do him any harm.
No, didn't at all, actually.
Would Will Smith be... Would we be going, oh, my God, he's even better than... Would we be thinking he's better because he did The Matrix?
I don't think so. I don't think so, no.
No, that's
but
true.
Also, I think The Matrix would have been very different with Will Smith.
Mm.
Would it have been with The Matrix, like, with the tunes of Wild Wild West?
And Carlton. You'd have been there. Carlton would have been on. He would have been Neo. Oh, no, so Will Smith would have been Neo.
I think so.
Is that what they're saying?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, wow.
Well, yeah, that would have changed it.
Poor old Keanu. I would like to see Keanu Reeves in The Fresh Prince, or...
I'd like to see Keanu Reeves in Wild Wild West. Or Men in Black.
It would have been great in Men in Black.
So, Will Smith turned down The Matrix for Wild Wild West. Real or no real?
Real.
No real.
That one is real.
Yes.
Yep. Will thought that Wild Wild West would be the bigger movie.
Oh, wow.
And next.
Serge from Kasabian has to use Vaseline to help get him into his super skinny jeans.
They are pretty skinny.
Ugh.
Yeah, he's a long-legged man.
Mm.
And I know the perils of this.
As are you, and you like a skinny jean, don't you?
Not as skinny as him. He definitely wears ladies' skinnies, I'd say.
Are you a boot cut?
Not a boot cut like Simon Cowell.
Yeah, boot cut.
That picture I put on Twitter the other day.
All the time boot cuts.
Not
that.
It looks like he's got little hooves.
Yeah.
Little trotters. Because the boot cut covers most of the shoe.
I'm not a fan.
No.
But Simon, in every photo, is a fan. Chris?
What is a boot cut?
Look at Simon Cowell picture. Oh, any right. picture of him in jeans.
It goes over the majority of the jean.
It's not for me.
Or the long winkle picker.
Yes. But does...
Look at those!
Yeah.
Barely see his feet.
Not the best. Does Serge, off of Kasabian, Vaseline up before getting into those skinny jeans of his?
Wow.
Because sometimes...
Who does that? No one does that.
I bet some people do. I bet they do have to lube their legs.
Do you?
Yeah.
Have you? You've done that?
No, but I did get stuck in a pair of skinny jeans once in a shop in Brighton.
Did you stress?
No, I called the fire brigade.
You can't do that.
They gave you some talcum powder.
I didn't really, but I did get stuck.
It's
really one of those trendy stores as well. It's like, God, I don't look cool in here, do I?
They're not that skinny, sir.
No, I had to be like, hello, can someone help me?
I'm stuck.
I'm actually all stuck.
Where are you stuck, sir? In my trousers.
So I could have done with some lube at that point. Real or no real? Serge off Kasabian, skinny jeans, Vaseline.
No real.
Real.
That one is no real.
Yes. Mm. He slips in nice and easy without any assistance. And next.
For his gigs in Ibiza this summer, Scott Mills had sunglasses made with a picture of his own face on them and threw them out into the crowd.
Of course he did. So previously...
Please say this is true.
Previously at Scott Mills gigs, there's been T-shirts that are thrown out with his face on. It says Housewives Favourite on them.
No, it doesn't. No, listen. Actually... What I wanted to do was, you know those ones that have been taken off of the shelves now?
You mean the
Rihanna ones?
Yes.
That's the vibe I was going for.
Which ones?
The ones with their face on.
A picture of Rihanna's face in the front. Oh, very popular.
Didn't turn out like that at all. They were very popular, now removed because of Rihanna sued. But yeah, so that's the kind of vibe I was going for. I was like, you know those Rihanna ones? Can you make it look like that? It's just like a big fat orange face on it and really bad print.
And then before the shirts, was there something else? Weren't you handing out Scott Mills pens or something?
There was never a pen, Chris. No? You made that up.
Pens! And then the most recent one was sunglasses.
Yeah. I mean,
imagine
tell you what.
Imagine pens.
All got your pens for autographs afterwards.
Everyone needs a pen. Come on.
All brought your notepads.
Do you want a pen?
I've got the pens. You bring the paper.
But would the kids love it at the gigs in Greece and Ibiza?
Well,
you hand out you hand out sunglasses with actual photo of your face on the lenses.
It's the sort of place you just wear sunglasses all the time, even at night in Ibiza.
Mm.
You just wear them.
I mean, they would come in very handy.
What are you saying?
I think if this was true, it would be a winner.
I think
people would lap it up.
It does sound like a pretty good and cheap idea.
Mm.
I'm going to say real.
Not that cheap, actually, Greg.
Oh, okay, what? Real then.
It's definitely real. I'm saying real.
That one is real.
Yeah, look on Twitter. There's pictures, hundreds of pictures of kids in Ibiza with my glasses on, a bit hungover.
Well, so on each lens is a picture of your face.
Yeah, you can peel them off though, and then you just get a nice, quite cheap pair of purple sunglasses.
Did a lot of people peel them off?
Yeah, loads.
Yeah.
And at the end of that round of real or no real,
oh, I got 20. Greg got 30.
Yes, Greg. What's on today?
Oh, just quickly, I pitched an idea to Zane before he went away. That he'd give out sticks of rock at his gigs and say, "You're now rocking with the best." And he hated the idea.
Of course he did.
He hated it.
Bet he's doing it though quietly.
He'd definitely do it.
So I am not on until Thursday. That's when you can hear me between 1 and 4 on Radio 1. We'll have Indiana playing Innuendo Bingo, which he's very excited about. Tuesday and Wednesday shows covered by Dev.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.
BBC
Radio 1.